New Mexico Real Estate Headlines, New Mexico Property Records Search Tool, now available for deeds, permits, and owner lookup. PropertyChecker.com has launched a New Mexico-specific portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and liens. NM real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records without navigating multiple county systems. At newmexico.propertychecker.com/to-your-transaction-toolkit for faster record lookups. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Roosevelt County Assessor Office serves NM property valuation needs. The Roosevelt County Assessor's Office is located at 109 W 1st Street, Lobby Box 2, Portales, NM 88130, and can be reached at XXX, XXX, XXXX, or XXXXXXXX. Fax. Accurate property assessments from county assessors directly impact tax obligations, listing prices, and transaction negotiations for NM real estate professionals working in Roosevelt County. Save the Roosevelt County Assessor's contact information for property valuation inquiries at ht.roosevelt.roosevelt county.com/assessor/. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Albuquerque commission rate hits 5.82% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.82% is now the average real estate commission rate in New Mexico. NM agents and brokers can benchmark their own fee structures against this fresh local market data. Review how Albuquerque commissions work and explore savings strategies at the source link. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. NM commission rates edge above national average per 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in New Mexico is 5.82%, which is higher than the national average of 5.70%. Local agents should note that New Mexico sellers may face slightly higher commission expectations than in other markets. Review the full survey data at @listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/New-Mexico to benchmark your own fee structure. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. NM commission rates. What HomeLight says sellers pay realtors. A new guide breaks down the average real estate commission rate in New Mexico and outlines how much sellers might pay a realtor to list and sell their home. Understanding typical commission structures helps New Mexico agents position their value and anticipate seller questions in listing conversations. Review the breakdown to benchmark your own rates against statewide averages. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Santa Fe Building Division streamlines permitting for new construction. The City of Santa Fe Building Permit Division reviews and issues permits for new construction projects within city limits. Real estate professionals need to know the permitting authority to guide clients through development timelines and compliance requirements in Santa Fe. Direct clients to https://santafenm.gov/last-use/building-permits before starting any new construction project. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM State Assessed e-file portal opens for tax year 2026. The State Assessed e-file SAF portal is now accepting electronic property tax returns for state assessed filers with a filing deadline of the last day of February 2026. Real estate professionals advising commercial or investment property clients with state assessed holdings need to ensure timely compliance to avoid penalties. Review state assessed filing obligations and access the portal at the link below. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Sandoval County launches online property records and tax tools for NM pros. Sandoval County now offers an online portal to search assessor property records, treasurer property tax information, and enroll in electronic tax bill delivery. Real estate professionals in NM can streamline due diligence and client tax planning with centralized digital access to Sandoval County property and tax data. Bookmark the portal to speed up property research in Sandoval County. sandovalcountynm.gov/sandoval-search/search-property-records/. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM Real Estate Commission, your licensing and compliance partner. The NM Real Estate Commission licenses brokers, enforces real estate laws, and promotes professional standards to protect the public. NM real estate professionals rely on the commission for their licenses and must stay aligned with its enforcement priorities to maintain good standing. Bookmark the commission's page to stay current on licensing requirements and regulatory updates. rld.nm.gov/boardsubmissions individual-boards-and-commissions, real estate commission slash. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. New Mexico Building Permit Guide streamlines permitting process for local professionals. PermitFlow has published a complete guide to building permits in New Mexico that includes resources and municipal guides to simplify permitting. Real estate professionals in NM can use this centralized resource to help clients navigate local permitting requirements and avoid transaction delays. Bookmark this guide for quick reference on NM municipal permitting rules. https://www.permitflow.com/state/New Mexico. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NM jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third of the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?